The Schoolgate Survival Guide by Kerry Fisher. Read by Sally Orrock.
This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Chapter 1. Posh women with dirty houses sometimes phone me. Posh men never do. Until today, when this solicitor bod burst into my morning with a sort of booming confidence it'd be impossible to argue against. My ears closed down, rejecting the steamroller voice pushing away his words.
I'm sorry to be the bearer of ghastly news.
I just got home from what was always my worst job of the week, cleaning the changing rooms at Surrey's grottiest leisure centre. The phone rang shortly after I'd gone upstairs for a bath to scrub every trace of old plasters and plughole cack off my skin. As I clumped down to the kitchen wrapped in a towel that barely covered my backside, I was praying that the call was from Colin with good news about work. Instead, I stood there, holding the phone away from my ear so I didn't drip water into the receiver while Mr. William Lardidar bellowed away at a slight distance, a sort of old Etonian cum-clanger. Then I heard it.
I'm afraid Professor Rose Stington passed away last Friday.
I pressed the phone into my forehead as I tried to take in the fact that my favourite and best-paying customer had died. My oddball ally, with her outrageous old lady comments and bursts of unexpected...